ע"ז, short form. We speak many times in Parashas Truma, the fascinating story that the Parasha tells us that when we go into the Mishkan, which is the Mokom of Shkina, and we go further and further in as it gets holier and holier from the Heichal, the Ulam Heichal, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh Kadoshim, and we go to the place where the voice of Hashem emanates from. When we focus on where it comes from, the Torah tells us that it's on top of the Oren Kodesh. Hashem speaks to Klal Yisrael. But where does He speak from? Bein Shnei HaKruvim, between the two Kruvim that are made on top of the Oren. And the Torah tells us that these Kruvim where Hashem's voice emanates from are Porosei Knofayim V'hoyu Akruvim Porosei Knofayim L'malo Soichichim B'chanfeim Al HaKapoires V'pneim Ishal Ochev Al HaKapoires Yipnei Hashmei Akruvim. The Torah tells us that these Kruvim are Porosei Knofayim L'malo. Their hands, the knafayim, their wings are outstretched above, soichichim b'chanfeim al hakapayrus, and they're hovering and covering above the kapayrus. Okay. The message over here is Meridi. I think there's two major messages. As we know, the fact that Hashem's voice emanates from that Mokoyim teaches us that the Torah, Hashem's Sivuyim, the Torah that Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael, emanates from the Mokom HaTorah, but it's between the faces and of the Kruvim that the Torah comes out. The message of Hashem comes out, and this is to tell us that, first of all, that in order to understand Torah, to really get to Torah, to get anything in life, we have to be poris kanafayim l'mala. Our hands are wings, by the malachim, that's wings, but our hands have to be outstretched above, on top of our heads. And the point is, the hands being outstretched, I think I want to say, is a remez for the inyan of tefillah. That no matter what we want to get in life, we want to be mastered in life, we have to understand we need the tefillah, we need the koach tefillah. And even Torah, which is something that Hashem wants us to have, He wants us to know, have His knowledge, we have to daven, we have to pray, we have to daven. As we see the many tefillahs that we have in order to understand Torah, Av Rav, every morning we daven. Rabbi Ochber used to say that the days that he didn't cry, when he said the tefillah of Avraham Rabbah, those days he didn't understand the Torah so well. Hashem wants us to daven for Torah, as the Gemara tells us in Nida, that a person, what should a person do? He says the Gemara in Nida, what should a person do? And be masik Torah, says he should be Yarbi Yeshiva, he should sit a lot in Yeshiva, he should put the effort in. That's what the Gemara is saying, you can't do without the effort. Says the Gemara, many people did that and they still didn't get Chochmah. Says the Gemara, Yivaki Shachochmah Misha Chochmah Shalom. You have to ask for it. You have to beg for it. You have to desire it. And when we desire and we want it, then Hashem gives us a matana. So that's the universal kafayim. The hands are outstretched above. That we have to realize that anything in life that we want to be masik, especially Torah, especially Ruch, even Ruchnias, we can only get it through tefillah. And that's the sort of everything be'emes of tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Farshim will say that the sort of tefillah is that be'emes Hashem wants to give it to us. Hashem is the loving God. He really wants to give us many, many gifts. Parnasa, Gizunt, Nachas, everything. But there's one thing that he asks. Show me that you're interested. Show that you realize, that you recognize that it comes from me. The Farshim will say that that when Adam HaRishon came into this world, everything was about to come to spurt forth, to grow forth. But it didn't come out yet. because the Adam wasn't on the earth, says the Pasuk, to daven for the rain, that the rain should cause and should grow and sprout forth, and then he'd be able to understand, be marked that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim say that this is a lesson for life, that there's everything waiting, mamish, it's right there waiting to be given, waiting to be handed over. The Shem's desire is so great to give it to us. There's just one ingredient missing: our hishtadfus, our effort, our participation in this process, our realization, recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver of everything. And once we plant that drop into the mixture, once we put in our effort with a real tefillah to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that's going to happen. So we have to learn this lesson in life. The things are waiting for us. The things are waiting for us. The more we recognize, the more we daven, the more we make that exertion, it's going to come through. As we approach these days of Purim, we know that Esther, the Gzeira, the Shemaim, that all the Jews should be wiped out. What was the koyach through which Klal Yisrael was successful in bringing about the bittul, the annulment of the decrees? We know that Esther, Mordechai fasted by 3 days of tefillah, tremendous tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. Tefillah from all the different types of Yidden, tefillah from the great scholars, the great ones of the generation of Mordechai and Esther, down to the Tinekesh of Yisrael, and all went and davened in tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. And when that tefillah went up with such sincerity and such earnestness, it reached the heavens, it broke through the heavens, Rabbi Yisrael. And those tefillahs brought about the miracle of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. That was the Yisoid of Tainus Esther, as Mr. Brewer brings down. Why are we fasting next week on Tainus Esther, Rabbi Yisrael? The fachas of the fast is not to recall Esther's fast necessarily, but to recall the day of Bilchama, when they battled against the Amalekim, battled against all the enemies. It says, and that day they were sitting and fasting and davening. To tell us that and Rishmur says is to teach us that anybody in a situation, a difficult situation, cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will answer in a voice out. This is the lesson of Tainus Esther. This is the lesson of Kruvim. Hashem's voice emanates to give over Torah. That it has to be with the prosek, Knafayim B'mala, the hands outstretched above our heads, seeking and beseeching Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, for His bracha, that we should be successful in everything we do. Our bracha to everybody is that these days, especially the days of Purim, tremendous days of Tefillah, says over there by the reading of Purim, that we know even anybody who sticks out his hand, you should give it to him. That's part of the Simcha of Purim. But the Svarim write that there's a remez here, that on Purim is a day that a person can be pushed, yad, stick out his hand, and it can be answered. Anybody who sticks out his hand on the day of Purim will be answered. The Sua wants a famous story. There was a certain boy in Bnei Brak. There was tremendous difficulties to understanding his learning. Tremendous difficulties. Every time he sat down to learn, his Rebbe saw that it just didn't go in. He couldn't grasp the material. He had tremendous difficulties. And he didn't know what to do. And he took him around to different people. And a few days after Purim, the boy came back to class. And all of a sudden, it was tremendous. Things were going smoothly. Things were the Gemara was easier for him. And the Rebbe was astonished at this tremendous change that transpired in this boy. He didn't know what happened. The boy explained to the Rebbe, I don't understand your question. Weren't you the one who taught us and gave over that shmuz to us? This year on Purim, I went and cried my eyes out that I should understand Hashem's Torah. I know stories with shidduchim, voice of people, they were crying and begging Hashem on Purim, but and they were answered, Rabbi Yisai. Every day we could be answered whenever it's a tefillah, but there are days in the Mesugal, especially for extra Siyat Tishmaya. Let us use these days, Rabbi Yisai, the whole month of Adar, to connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu, lift up our hands, as though the crew in person, and Nafayim Lamala. Beis Hashem, in that sports which we Zohar, Hashem should save us and grant us all of the things that we need, all our personal bakashas, should be granted L'toiva, now should be granted the core of the ultimate redemption, that we should all dive in the core of that all the tzar should go away. The Nisan Nigulu, the Nisan Asin Ligoyal, Shbizoch the Vula Shleim, and this year Nisan, which Shbizoch all to be in Mishalayim, our Kodesh, at the beginning of Bayis Ashlish, and the head of the Amen.